感谢主。
Thank
you, 你看见吗？这就是主的工作。
This is His.
所以我们的主为我们钉在十字架。
So our Lord died for us on the cross.
所以我们的主为我们舍命流血。
So He died for us and shed His blood.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters， 现在很清楚了。
Now it's clear.
我们的主做我们的救主。
Our Lord is our Savior.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
我们的主要开我们的眼。
The Lord wants to open our eyes.
我们这些人都是瞎眼的。
We are all blind.
我举一个故事，我讲一个故事给他们。
Let me tell you a story.
这个故事呢？结尾不是很好，先请告大家。
I want to tell you the ending is not very good.
我们期待这样的故事非常 romantic， 是非常美好的。
We think it's a very romantic story.
从前有个故事啊，说是有一个年轻人呢，到一个山谷里面去访问。
There was a young person who actually went into the valley to visit.
结果发现那个山谷里面的通通是盲人，眼睛通通是瞎的。
He noticed that within that valley, all those people that were inhabited that valley were blind.
他自己眼睛是开的。
But he was not blind.
结果呢，他就爱上了其中一个女孩子。
And then he fell in love with one a girl in that.
结果他们要谈婚嫁。
And they talked about marriage.
那个女孩子就开一个条件。
But this girl had one condition.
她说我们都是瞎眼的。
She said, "We are all blind."
只有你一个眼睛是开的。
You are the only one who has open eyes.
所以你太奇怪，你是个艺术，太奇怪了。
You are very different than us.
所以如果你要娶我的话
，So if you are to marry me,
有一个条件
，One condition.
你两个眼睛要挖下来。
You have to take out your two eyes.
你像我们一样。
You are have to be like us.
那么我就嫁给你。
Then I will marry you.
所以那个年轻人就考虑一个晚上。
So the young man thought about it overnight.
那最后呢？他还是回到山上去。
At the very end, he left and went back to the mountain.
他不能娶这个女孩。
He could not marry this woman.
所以我们说这个故事应该很 romantic， 结果没有 romantic。
We thought that it should be a romantic story, but it was actually not.
但这只是故事，不是真的嘛
？Of course, this is just a story, not.
但是我要告诉大家一个真的故事。
But let me tell you a true story.
一个真实的故事。
A true story.
2000年前。
2000 years.
我们的主来到地上。
When our Lord came to this earth.
只有他的眼睛是亮。
Only his eyes were open.
我们的眼睛都是瞎的。
We were all blind.
为什么这个约翰福音给我们喊去父怀的独生子能把它表明出来呢？
Why did John show that only he could be revealed through the
only God's son? 因为约翰福音
Because John shows that our Lord is like an eagle.
你讲老鹰有个特点。
You know a special feature of the eagle.
他的眼睛和普通眼睛不一样。
His eye is very different than any other.
他的眼睛可以直接看太阳，他可以不瞎。
The eye of the eagle can look at the sun directly without getting blinded.
这是老鹰。
This is an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在父的怀里。
Our Lord was in the bosom of the Father.
神像太阳一样。
Our God is like the sun.
他看着太阳，他的眼睛从来没有瞎。
When he looked at the sun, his eyes were not blinded.
我们这些人为什么瞎？
Why are we blinded?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
所以自从我们堕落犯罪以后，
Ever since we sinned and fell,
弟兄姊妹，我们眼睛不能不瞎。
We cannot help but be blinded.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now do you understand?
主耶稣从天上来到地上。
When the Lord descended from heaven,
好像那个年轻人到了那个山谷里面。
It's as if that young man going into the valley.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他独生子赐给他。
That he gave his only begotten son.
我们就爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
弟兄姊妹。所以他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
当然我们的条件是什么？
Of course, what is our condition?
他太不平凡了。
That he is not
very common. 我们希望他跟我们。
We want him to be like us.
所有的 modern theology, 所有的近代的神学
，all modern theology,
所有那些不信派
，all those
所有的不信派
，the
就是那些不相信的人
，all those atheists.
那么你知道他们就是要把主耶稣拉得跟普通人一样
，they want to bring the Lord down to the level of common man.
弟兄姊妹，甚至 evangelical 的 people.
Even evangelical.
他们描写主耶稣的时候
，when they describe the Lord.
他有人性不错
，he does have a human nature.
但是不知不觉把他降低到我们的层次。
But many times they descend him to our level.
这是不可能的，弟兄姊妹。
That's impossible.
你看见吗？我们是人，他也是人。
We are man, he is also.
他是有眼睛，我们是没有眼睛的。
He has eyes, we don't have eyes.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
他是看见谁，眼睛不被销毁的。
He can see God, and his eyes are not destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹，他爱我们。
He loves us.
弟兄，他要拯救我。
He wants to save us.
所以他不像那个年轻人一样。
He is not like that young man.
他不是来了就回去。
He did not come and then leave. 没
有，他来的目的就是爱我们。
He came because he loved us.
他要娶我们。
He wants to marry.
他要与我们联合。
He wants to be united with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然人希望把他降低到我们的层次，
even though man wants to lower him to our level,
但是不，
but no,
你看见我们的主要救拔我们，要把我们提升。
Our Lord wants to elevate us.
所以怎么办呢？
So what happens?
就是他要开我们的眼。
He wants to open our eyes.
那么我们要问，
we have to ask,
他怎么开我们的眼睛？
How does he open our eyes?
感谢神。
Thank God.
你记不记得当他为我们挂在十字架上？
Do you remember when he was nailed to the cross?
头三个钟头。
The first 3 hours.
他们说父啊，赦免他。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do.
他与父神之间有亲密的交通。
He had a sweet fellowship with the Father.
虽然经过许多的苦难。
Even though suffering much.
虽然经过十字架的摧残。
Even though going through the suffering
agony,
of the cross.
那个 agony, 那个摧残是没有人能形容。
That agony that he went through is indescribable.
所有钉十字架都是 curse, 都是咒诅的。
All those who are crucified curse.
你从来没有想到有一个甜蜜的泉源能从这样子流下来的。
You don't think that there's a wonderful spring coming forth from the cross.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
所以头三个钟头。
So for the first 3 hours.
证明主耶稣是神的儿子。
It proves that the Lord was the Son of God. He was the Son of the God from the cross.
他最痛苦的时候。
When he was in the most pain.
他眼睛看见神。
His eyes saw God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
他能与父神有亲密的交通。
Yes, sweet communion with the Father.
虽然是最痛苦的。
Even though it's the most painful time.
他忘记他自己。
He forgot himself.
他不为自己祷告。
He did not think about it.
他为定他十字架人祷告。
He prayed for those who crucified him.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do.
现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
神要不要听这个祷告？
Is God going to listen to this prayer?
如果神听这个祷告，
If God is to answer this prayer,
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果神说我听你的祷告，
If God says I'll listen to your prayer,
我赦免他们了。
I will forgive them.
他们虽然犯罪，我赦免他们。
Even though they sin, I'll forgive them.
不错。神是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
但是忘记了。
But
神也是公义的神。
But don't forget, He's also a
righteous. 在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
如果把一个有罪的人当作无罪的，就是归。
If you are to treat a sinner as one without sin, that's not righteous.
神不能够不义。
God cannot be unrighteous.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers.
头三个钟头。
The first 3 hours.
是人摧残我们的主。
The man is calling out to the Lord.
人做的最坏的做在主的身上。
They, all the evil they've done, they did in that time.
结果神做的最好的做在人的身上。
And yet it was the best that the Lord did in response to that.
一点都不错。不光是犹太人把我们钉在十字架。
Not only did the Jews crucify our Lord.
外邦人钉在主耶稣。
The Gentiles also crucified.
我们罪人的罪把主耶稣钉在十字架。
We sinners crucified him.
所以这一段证明是神，是证明人把他钉在十字架。
So it proves that man crucified him.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
应做要满足神的公义的缘故。
To fulfill his righteousness.
你看见吗？现在神不能不义。
God cannot help us be right.
所以他让他儿子就站在我们的地位上。
So he allowed his son to step in our stead.
站在人子的地位上。
He stood in our stead.
弟兄姊妹，
as a son of man.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
现在神要做一件事。
God is going to do one thing.
让他的慈爱和他的公义在十字架上相遇。
So that his love and his righteousness can meet on the cross.
这是宇宙中最高的智慧。
This is the in throughout the universe the highest wisdom.
所以保罗说，钉十字架的基督乃是神的智慧。
So Paul said the crucified Christ is God's wisdom.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
后面三个钟头。
The last 3 hours.
根据以赛亚书。
According to Isaiah.
是神把主耶稣钉在十字架。
It is God who crucified our Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
Do you see that?
你们有很多人不是看过一部电影吗？
Many of you have seen the movie.
叫 The Passion of Christ.
The Passion of the Christ.
你如果看这部电影的话，
If you watch this
你以为主耶稣所受的痛苦不过身体上的痛苦。
You feel that Jesus only suffered in his body.
这个世界上有人说我们有罪就是因为身体害我们的。
Many times people say we have sin because we blame it on the body.
因为这个电影的导演有这个观念。
Because the director of this film had this concept.
所以他尽量的让你看见主耶稣身体受了何等的痛苦。
So he kept showing you the suffering that the Lord suffered.
只有诗篇22篇。
But only Psalm 22.
告诉我们主耶稣灵魂 承受了多少的苦。
Tells us how much the Lord suffered in the Spirit.
你所看见的那部电影
，the movie you saw，
只是人把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Just that man crucified the Lord on the cross.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
后面三个钟头
，the last 3 hours，
是神第一把他压上的。
God was the one who bruised him.
所以让我们记得
，let us remember，
前三个钟头是神人把主耶稣钉十字架
，the first 3 hours man crucified，
后面三个钟头
，the last 3 hours
是神把他钉在十字架
，God crucified him.
所以不要忘记
，don't forget，
有的人气质，有的很多人气犹大抱不平。
Some people speak of on behalf of Judas.
觉得犹大没有功劳有苦劳，那不要去翻译，就是觉得好像犹大如果不是犹大，主耶稣不会钉十字架，不会钉十字架，我们就没有救恩。
Some people believe that if Judas didn't do what he did, then he wouldn't be crucified and we wouldn't be saved.
弟兄们，错了。
Wrong.
原因在哪里呢？
What's the
reason? 如果光是头三个钟头的故事的话，
if we were to only think of the first 3 hours,
你可以这样想的。
You could think this.
到了后三个钟头。
But the latter 3 hours.
你看见是我们的神把我们的主钉在十字架。
Our God crucified our Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要为着这个救恩来感谢。
For this salvation, we need to thank him.
在那个时候。
At that time,
主耶稣站在你的地位，站在我的地位上。
The Lord stood in your, on your stead and in my stead.
当神看见我们的罪都在归在他儿子的身上。
When he saw that all the sins were upon his son.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这就是从来没有发生过。
This had never happened before.
现在你看见所有人的罪都压在他儿子的身上。
The sin of everyone was upon his son.
弟兄姊妹，神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
神看见这样的罪，
when God sees that sin,
他就掩面不看他的儿子。
He turned his face around.
就在这个时候，
at that time,
我们的主呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？”
At that time, our Lord cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
他为什么这样说？
Why did he say that?
斯大林应该这样说的。
Stalin should say that.
这个希特勒应该这样说。
Hitler should say that.
所有罪人
，all the sinners，
都要说我的神，我的神，你为什么离开？
Should say, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken?"
人堕落犯罪以后，不说我的神，我的神，你为什么离开我？
When man has fallen in sin, they cry out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken?"
现在主耶稣站在我们的地位上。
But now the Lord is standing in our stead.
他与父神从来没有断绝过交通。
He and the Father had never stopped communing.
他最痛苦的时候，
when his most painful,
他还看见父亲的笑脸。
He would be able to see the smiling face of the Father.
父亲的笑脸，十字架再痛苦能够忍受下。
If he can see the smiling face of the Father, he can endure the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
请你记得一件事。
Remember what?
在整个宇宙历史里面，
throughout the history,
从来没有发生过这件事。
This has never happened before.
那一位与父神有亲密交通的那一位，
the one who had sweet fellowship with the Father,
为着你，为着我的，
for you and for me,
因着我们的罪压在他的身上。
Because all our sins were born upon us.
因为我们的罪，我们是瞎眼的人。
Because of our sins, we are blind.
我们看不见神。
We cannot see God.
一秒钟都看不见。
We can't see him for 1 second.
但是为着我们能看见。
So that we could see.
弟兄姊妹，大概在几万分之一秒里面。
In the thousands and thousands of milliseconds.
神掩面不看他。
But God turned his face around.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
你能够想象。
Can you imagine?
我们人有生离死别。
We all have the birth. We have our life, we have sickness, and we have
departments, and we die.
你
看，我们有许许多的分别的时候。
We have many different segments.
分别是最痛苦的一种刑罚。
When we have different separation,
所以，其实我愿意离开，我非离开不可。
Separation is when we hurt the most.
我们知道说父神和主从来没有离开过。
We know that the Father and the Son never were separate.
在神的字典里面。
In God's dictionary.
什么是从来没有是儿子分开，没有这件事。
There is no such thing as separation.
我们的主根本没有犯过罪。
We had never sinned.
他向我们的主。
Our Lord had never sinned.
他向来讨父神的喜欢。
He always was pleasing to the Father.
在最痛苦的时候。
And even the most difficult and painful time. He could see the smiling face of our Father.
听着你我的缘。
But for you and me,
在几万分之一秒里。
In milliseconds,
他看不见神的。
He could not see the Father.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
他像我们一样。
He was like us.
好像为了你我，好像他的眼睛瞎了。
for you and me, he was blinded.
For that millisecond,
we can't
see.
In years and years, we cannot
see.
But the Lord loves us so
much. And thousands,
thousands, and thousands of
millisecond.
For you and for my sin, he could not see. Because he could not see. That is why our eyes are open. He said, I thirst. He can tell us that you no longer thirst. Why? Now you see God. No longer do you worship in shadow. Now you can worship God. Brothers and sisters, the cross is where our Lord worship our Lord. To worship our Lord was never difficult. But for you and for me, he entered into the pain of hell. Thank you, brothers. Because of what the Lord did, he became our Savior. He is our Messiah. That our eyes are open.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord for the
church.
Now it's clear.
我们的主升到天上,
our Lord has risen to heaven.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
就在天上,
in heaven.
然后圣灵就降下来,
the Holy Spirit
descended.
And after he resurrected,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在圣灵重生了我们,
we are regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So our eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白,
now do you understand? Our eyes are open. We can worship God. It is very clear. May the Lord open our eyes. So when the Lord says an hour is coming, what does that mean?
是约翰告诉我们最清楚,
John tells us very clearly.
到了约翰福, 约翰启示录第四章, 第五章的时候,
when it reaches Revelation 4 and
5,
we see the situation in the heavens.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
稀奇的,
it's amazing.
你不觉得很稀奇吗?
Do you think it's amazing?
对于他人来说,
for the Jews,
圣殿有外院, 有圣所, 有执圣所,
in the temple, there's the outer court, the court, the holy place. And John says the Lord ascended.
创世纪启示录第一章, 第二章,
Revelations 1, 2, and 3.
主耶稣在圣所里面,
he is in the holy place.
所以主耶稣升天了,
he ascended to heaven. He is in the holy place.
到了第四章,
but when we arrive in chapter 4,
你看见我们到了宝座,
we've arrived at the throne.
所以证明到了至圣所了,
it means that we arrive at the holy of holies.
现在我们才明白过来,
now we understand.
这个宇宙原来是个圣殿,
this universe is a temple.
有至圣所, 有圣所,
there's the holy place and the holy of holies.
但是总不对,
we say no.
如果圣殿应该有外院才对,
so if it's a temple, then you have the outer court.
那外院什么时候开始有的呢?
Where's the outer court?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 主耶稣为我们钉十字架的时候,
when the Lord was crucified,
你看见没有?
Do you see?
本来那个犹太圣殿那个祭坛所预表的就是主耶稣钉十字架这件事。
The altar in the temple that typified, that was a type, was a type of the cross.
那个外院不过是影子,
that outer court was a shadow.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
我们主真的为我们在地上钉在十字架上,
our Lord indeed was nailed to the cross for us.
所以我们这个地球就变成 outer court.
So this globe is our outer court.
我们整个地球就变成外院了。
So this globe is the outer court.
然后你看大祭司从外院到圣所到至圣所。
So the high priest went from the outer court to the holy place to the holy of holies.
这是希伯来书告诉我们的。
This is what Hebrews
says. 他怎样从外院到圣所然后到至圣所。
How he went from the outer court to the holy place to the holy of holies.
到外院。
And the outer court.
到了至圣圣所，到最后到至圣所。
To the holy place and to the holy of holies.
弟兄姊妹, 到了那个时候有什么事情发生了?
What happened then?
弟兄姊妹, 这个在旧约你看不清楚。
You don't see it clearly in the Old Testament.
到了新约我们才明白。
We only understand the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主升到天上。
Our Lord ascended to heaven.
圣经告诉我们说是羔羊站在那里。
The Bible tells us the lamb stood there.
羔羊什么意思?
What does the lamb mean?
证明他刚刚钉十字架。
That means that he was crucified.
而原文是刚刚被杀的。
And in the original it means the lamb that was just slain.
要是刚刚升到天。
The one who just ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹。 然后什么事情发生?
What happened?
首先你看见根据使徒行传第二章。
According to Acts chapter 2,
你看见他从父那里领受了圣灵。
And then he received the Holy Spirit.
然后就浇灌下来。
And he poured it forth.
所以圣经那里就告诉我们说。
So he told us.
羔羊有七个眼，有七个眼，乃是七个灵被差遣往普天下去。
So the Lamb has seven eyes, the seven spirits that were sent forth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是五旬节的情形。
That is the story of Pentecost.
那不光如此。
But not only that.
他不光从父那里领受了圣灵。
Not only did he receive from the Father the Holy Spirit.
他也从父那里领受了那一卷书。
He also received that scroll.
没有人配得展开那个书卷。
No one was worthy of opening that scroll.
这一卷书就证明说我们的神立他为主为基督。
And that scroll proved that he made him Christ and Lord.
那不光如此。
But not only that.
根据腓立比书第二章告诉我们。
According to Philippians 2.
就在那个时候他从父那里就领受了超万民之上的名。
That he was highly exalted and received the name above all names.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在就说现在到了那日，你们要奉这个名，无论求什么，我都答应你。
And the Lord said, no matter what you ask in that day, if you ask in my name, I will answer.
所以就是这都是圣天的故事，你看见。
This is all the story of the Pentecost.
所以等到这些事发生的时候
，After all these things happen,
奇迹的
，Amazing.
你知道说长老跟四活物就赞美了。
The elders and the four living creatures started to worship.
所以说他们在羔羊面前下拜。
They prostrated before the Lamb.
到了敬拜，
我是 worship
在这个羔羊面前下拜。
That is to prostrate before the Lamb.
这个就是新约的敬拜。
This is the New Testament worship.
那怎么样？那然后下面你就知道。
Now you know.
那唯有我们的主配展开那个书卷。
Only He was worthy of opening the scroll.
什么叫敬拜
？What is worship?
因为我们主配得的。
Because He is worthy.
所以这是长老跟二十四长老跟四活物的敬拜，二十四个长老跟四活物的敬拜。
The 24 elders and the four living creatures. That is how they worship.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
如果你把镜头是对准宝座是这样
If you look at the camera angle towards the throne, that's how it is.
如果你把镜头再往后退的话
But if you widen the camera angle,
不光24个长老敬拜
Not only 24 elders worship,
所有的天使也敬拜
All the angels are worshiping.
你看见24个长老唱新歌
Yes, the 24 elders sing a new song.
他们唱的乃是副歌 chorus.
And then what they sing is a chorus.
你看见宇宙中从来没有这样赞美的声音
There is no in the universe there was never been such a voice
然后四活物代表万物在那赞美的时候
and the four living creatures representing all of creation
圣经说天上地下地底下的都在那同声的赞美
the heavens and the earth and below the earth were all worshiping
然后长老和四活都说阿们
and all the four creatures and 24 others said amen
哦弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters 是约翰给我们看
only John shows us
那个宇宙的敬拜真实的敬拜是个什么样的敬拜
the worship in the universe the true worship how it is
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个是宇宙的圣殿
This is the universal temple
感谢神我们如果在里面有一口井的话
If we have inside us one well
借用心灵和诚实来拜他的话
And if we worship him in spirit and in truth
那就是告诉我们说
It tells us
圣灵活水在井水里面
The living water is in the well
就好像圣灵在我们的灵里面
It's as if the Holy Spirit is in our spirit
所以我们这个人就变成神的殿
So we are the temple of God
所以如果你读哥林多前书三章十六节的话
If you read 1 Corinthians 3:16
你们就是神的殿
You are the temple of God
因为圣灵住在你们里面
because the Holy Spirit there lives in you
所以不是这一座山也不是那一座山
it's not this mountain or that mountain
这是新约的敬拜
this is the New Testament worship
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你看见吗
do you see
是约翰很清楚地给我们看见这一幅图画
John very clearly gives us this picture
什么叫敬拜呢
what is worship
在旧约的影儿
in the Old Testament shadow
我们是创造宇宙的神
we worship the God who created the universe
他不住在人所创造的殿里面
he does not abide in the temple that man created
有的不过是影子
some is shadow
有的根本是假的
some is false
但是感谢神
but thank God
看见整个宇宙
when we see the whole universe
天上地下地底下
when we see the heavens the earth and below the earth
感谢神现在圣灵率领我们敬拜
the Holy Spirit leads us into worship
感谢神风随着意思吹
and the wind still blows
随着意思吹
the wind still
blows
The wind blows where it wishes.
所以我们看见说，这个整个敬拜是圣灵在那里主导的。
And the worship is the Holy Spirit leading.
我们在那里跟随的。
We follow.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
这个敬拜 就是新约的经文。
This worship is New Testament worship.
但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见。
May we see.
这是何等稀奇的事。
It's an amazing thing.
你读整本的约翰福音。
When you read the whole Gospel of John.
第一章给我们看见他是至大帐道成肉身，至大帐篷在人的中间。
We see that in the first chapter of John that he tabernacled among us.
主耶稣就是那个会幕。
He is that tabernacle.
到了第二章
，in chapter two，
他说人毁坏这殿，三天要再建起。
He said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他就是那个圣殿。
He is that temple.
很稀奇的
，it's amazing.
到了安息日的时候
，on the Sabbath，
他是安息日主。
He is the Lord of the Sabbath.
他能够叫一个在安息日没有安息人能够得到安息。
He can allow somebody who has a Sabbath but no rest.
有的宗教可以把安息日给人。
Some religions can give us a Sabbath.
但他们不能把安息日安息日给人。
But they cannot give you the rest of the Sabbath. Our Lord can.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 到了祝棚节的时候
When you arrive at the Feast of Tabernacles,
等候神的荣耀能够回来
All the children of Israel were waiting for the glory of God.
主耶稣说我已经回来了
The Lord said, I already returned.
人若渴了可以到我这来
If any man thirsts, you can come to me.
你们看见圣殿水从圣殿流出来
You're going to see the water flowing from the temple.
信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江
And those who believe in me from their death shall flow rivers of living water.
到了第十章有修殿节
In chapter 10, you have the Feast of
Dedication. 弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你如果看这都是旧约的敬拜
This is all Old Testament
worship. 但是约翰告诉我们
But John tells us,
什么叫做新约的敬拜
What is the New Testament
worship? 到了最后
At the end,
主耶稣钉十字架
When Jesus was crucified,
是约翰告诉我们
John told
us, 是在正月十四号逾越节那天主耶稣钉在十字架
On the Passover, January 14th was when he was crucified.
许多人在那还杀逾越节羔羊的时候
When many were still slaying lambs,
祭司从十二点到三点钟忙着杀羔羊
，and the priests were busy killing lambs from 12 to 3.
而主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”And yet our Lord said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是约翰的启示。
This is the revelation.
约翰给我们看见
，John tells us
新约的敬拜是怎样的敬拜
，what the worship in the New Testament is.
但愿主恩待我们
，May the Lord have
把这句话深深地藏在我们心
，May He hide these words in our hearts.
教会里经过了2000年的历史。
Through 2,000 years of history,
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
很不幸的
unfortunately,
许多时候我们已经回到旧约去
Many times we return back to the old
testament, 包括今天的情形这样
Even today,
你看有许多很热闹的敬拜
Many times there is a very noisy worship,
你看有许多 mega church, 很大的礼拜堂
There are many mega churches,
但是问题在哪里
Where's the problem?
主所要的
What the Lord wants,
乃是真正拜父的
Is the one who truly worships the Father.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主自己把这条荣耀的道路赏给我们。
Our Lord Himself gave us this glorious way.
但愿主祝福他自己。
May the Lord bless His words.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words into Your hands.
我们求圣灵继续做工。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to work.
我们特别想到我们年轻的一代。
We especially pray for the young generation.
但愿他们不是失落的一代。
May they not be a lost generation.
求你得着他们。
May You gain them.
主啊，但愿在你还没回来以前
，Before you return，
但愿有人能够起来迎接你的回来。
May there be those who would rise up and welcome your return。
但愿这一段的信息
，May these messages
能够深深地种在每一个人里面
，Deeply be put in our lives。
听我们的祷告
，We listen to our prayer。
靠主耶稣基督可爱的
，In Jesus' precious name，
阿门。